This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. After injuries to two key players, the Cavs reeled off 15 wins in 19 games, led by Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen, and a few surprises. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about the high-motor Cavs offense and what it means for the team as Evan Mobley and Darius Garland return.
Early in the year, they were trying to recalibrate the team, kind of meshing new guys and old guys together. And a big change happened when both Evan Mobley and Darius Garland, the starting point guard, and Mobley, a starting forward, both got hurt at the same time and were out for like 5 to 6 weeks. Mobley has just come back this week from knee surgery. And so what the Cavs did is they went from a team that they were more of a plotting team. They were trying to have guys go more one-on-one. You didn't see a lot of ball movement or player movement. In the NBA, there's a lot of what I call stagnant basketball. The guys get the ball, kind of clear out, let me go one-on-one against my opponent. The Cavs have gone back to sort of more basketball that I grew up with and some of the older fans, where the ball moves, players move, they shoot a lot of three-pointers, but it's kind of a rational offense. Since the Cavs made this change about a month ago, they're averaging 15 more passes a game than anyone else in the NBA. And to me, that's a sign of a team willing to share the ball, a team willing to be unselfish. And that's not common in the NBA.
Yeah, so who do you give credit to? Is that the coach, J.B. Bickerstaff?
Yes, it's the coach, and it's also Donovan Mitchell, their star shooting guard. And what J.B. Bickerstaff did when Darius Garland went out with a broken jaw, he said to Donovan Mitchell, I'm putting the ball in your hands. You're the point guard. Make this thing work. And I have seen this happen periodically with Michael Jordan or other scorers where you say, I just want you to play. They'll say, just play basketball, play pure basketball. Suddenly, Donovan Mitchell's assist totals went up. His rebounds went up. He became like the sun, and the other guys are the planets revolving around him. And new players that they picked up over in the offseason, such as Max Strus, and Sam Merrill was a guy they picked up about a year ago, and George Niang, not exactly big household basketball names. They are thriving in this system where they're getting a lot of open shots, with Mitchell being the orchestrator.
So how does this work? I mean, Evan Mobley has since come back from his injury.
Mm-hmm.
I think Darius Garland is close to coming back.
Yes, it'll be interesting to see when Garland comes back, because Evan Mobley is 7 foot. So that's another big guy that they could blend in with Jared Allen. Jared Allen is another guy. He's a 7 foot center who has thrived with the system where he sees the ball more. There's a thing in NBA called double doubles. In other words, getting at least 10 points and 10 rebounds in the same game. He has set the Cavs team record with 15 consecutive games doing that. Not easy to do. By the way, when you get 10 or more rebounds, that not only means you can jump, that's a lot of effort. So now it will be interesting to watch with Mobley back. Does Jared Allen still get as many opportunities to score? But the main thing will be in the backcourt, Amanda, when Darius Garland is used to having the ball. Now, Mitchell's used to having the ball a lot, kind of how they work all that out. But in the meantime, the Cavs made a dramatic change of style in the middle of the season. It just worked almost immediately. It's been phenomenal to see the change of, I would say, basketball heart and mind that has taken place with this team over the last month.
It's a fun team to watch.
Yeah, they really are. And the other thing too, Amanda, and I can't understate this enough, a lot of NBA teams have diva drama, I call. This guy wants to be traded, or this guy's unhappy, all this junk's going on. I'm not saying all these guys are great guys every single day of the week, but the Cavaliers have stayed out of that NBA soap opera stuff really since J.B. Bickerstaff took over as coach a few years ago. And this offensive system they're playing, Amanda, it's not easy. So he's forcing them to do things that are difficult.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.